Blog Talk Radio.
So sit back and relax. And just as promised last week, today we're going to actually look at the life of the Apostle James. And we're going to look at his sacrifice for the gospel. You know, he definitely has an interesting life. He was one of the first disciples and apostles actually to be killed, be martyred for Christianity. Was belief in Jesus Christ. So for the next few weeks, we're going to look at his life. And we're going to look at the sacrifice that he gave for the gospel. But before we get things started today, I'm going to play two or three tunes. Then we'll get into the Word of God. The number is here is 646-595-4311. Coming up right now is BB and CC Winans, Changed My World. That was my cousin, Eureka A. Wright, called For Purpose. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart Love Radio Show. Again, I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And one of the things I've already said and I've already discussed is that God is that one of the things I've said throughout the show is that I believe that God wants us to be light. He wants us to help those who are hurting, help those who are going through situations and dealing with circumstances in their lives. And one of the things I would like to do today is this. Today is going to be the first day in dealing with a series. And the series is basically going to be looking at into the life of James the Apostle. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to look at the life of James the Apostle, his sacrifice, his life as a disciple, and his passion, and why his life can be a relevant example for us today. Dear God, right now, before this lesson, this message comes forth, I pray, God, that I will decrease, that you will increase in me, Lord. Please forgive me for all my sins. Forgive me for those things I've done knowingly and those things I've done unknowingly. And have mercy on my soul. And I pray, God, that someone will be touched tonight by my testimony and looking at the life of James the Apostle. When you think about James and his sacrifice for the gospel, I want you to think about this. Sacrifice is a word that many of us, of our contemporaries, do not like to use. Living in a society where people are consumed with their own ambitions, we as Christians can lose sight of what is really important. Distractions are around us every day. Life's situations can pull us from every angle, causing us to lose focus on the ministry God has called us to complete. The Bible contains countless examples of men and women who have made decisions to follow Christ. This evening, we're going to explore the life of a man who followed Jesus Christ in this manner. James the Apostle, a son of Zebedee, also known as one of the Sons of Thunder, was one of the original disciples who walked, followed, and served Christ. What did he sacrifice for the gospel? What did he experience as Jesus' disciple? What was his passion? How is his life relevant for us as Christians today? Within these next lessons, within these next few Tuesday nights, Lord willingly, we are going to explore his life, his sacrifice for the gospel, his life as a disciple, and his passion. So if you would like a title for today's message, for this evening's message, the title will be The Sacrifice. That title will be and could be called The Sacrifice. Answering Jesus' call is only the beginning of the journey. Along with that comes sacrifice. Sometimes God requires us to sacrifice particular things in order to fully follow him. As we delve into the life of James the Apostle, we are going to look at the sacrifices he made to follow Jesus Christ. For the sake of knowing which version I'm talking about when I'm relating to the Bible, all biblical references will be taken from the New International Version. James, like any other productive citizen in a community, had a job and a flow of revenue. He was one of the sons of Salome and Zebedee and was the brother of John, They were Galilean fishermen who owned a fleet of boats. We are introduced to James along with his brother in the following texts, Matthew 4:21 and Mark 1:19. Matthew 4:21 states, going from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them. You see, he was a fisherman, and fishermen lived better and made more money than any of the ordinary citizens in Galilee. Also, within this text, it is noted that he, along with his father and brother, was in the boat preparing their nets. Now, preparing their nets sounds like they were about to go out to sea. However, the Greek verb used here in this text, katarizo, means to mend or restore to a former condition. So it can be concluded that James was busy working and mending their nets when Jesus came along, saw, and called him and his brother John to follow him. Could you imagine the scene with a family of men working and toiling together underneath the hot sun? In my imagination, I could imagine that they and those around them were probably hot, tired, and sweaty, doing a job they were probably accustomed to doing. And here comes Jesus calling them to follow him. The implication in this text is that in order to follow Jesus, James and his brother would have to stop in the middle of what they were doing. Have you ever been interrupted in the middle of an assignment? Personally, I do not like being interrupted while I am in the middle of completing an assignment. However, what was exemplary was the fact that in this case, James and his brother immediately followed Jesus. He stopped in the middle of his work and in the middle of his task, walked off the boat, left his family, and followed Jesus. This was a powerful scene. He sacrificed his revenue of making money all because Jesus spoke to him right where he was in the midst of his busy life, and he responded. Again, let me repeat that. This was a powerful scene. You see, James sacrificed his revenue of making money all because Jesus spoke to him right where he was in the midst of his busy life. And he responded. There's another account in Luke 18, verses 18 through 28. That's Luke 18, 18 through 28, where Jesus called a certain rich ruler to leave his money and follow him. In this text, Jesus challenged the young man on his generosity and on obedience. Unlike James, he did not part with his wealth because he was too attached to his possessions. Does that sound like some of you guys out there? Perhaps you know someone out there who's attached to too much to their possessions. But let me say that again. Unlike James, the rich young ruler did not part with his wealth because he was too attached to his possessions. You see, he appeared to be a good person, but could not seem to detach himself from his things. I want you to understand that there are good people. We all know at least one good person, or several good people in our lives. That might be a true statement. I want you to understand that this rich young ruler, sometimes we tend to look down on this rich young ruler, and we tend to judge this rich young ruler. When we ourselves become attached to our own things. You see, he was a good person, but he could not detach himself from his things. But you know what? The thing about it is that although we like to really judge this man and this story, some of us are unwilling to detach ourselves from things and fully follow Christ. Like James and even the rich ruler, we all have the opportunity to make the decision to follow Jesus. One of my friends wrote this song, and it's about follow him. If Jesus were on Twitter, would you follow him? If Jesus were on Twitter, would you follow him? I want you to listen to these words from my friend Teresa Pinckney, and I will be right back. Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And indeed, you are listening to the Heart of Love radio show. The number here is 646-595-4311. Please make the show a favorite of yours. I appreciate your support, your prayers. Don't forget, you can hit me up on Yahoo at G Wright Online. That's my screen name. And that's also my email address at Yahoo, G Wright Online at yahoo.com. Don't forget to visit me on my official website at gwritesonline.com. Tonight, if you're just tuning in, we're looking at the life of James. We're looking at the sacrifices that he made for the gospel. One of the things that James did, he sacrificed his revenue. Jesus came and called him and his brother, he and his brother, and they left and immediately followed Christ. I think that sometimes we listen to this story and we don't fully understand what was really happening during this whole, during the life of Jesus and his disciples. We don't understand that like us, like we have to sometimes sacrifice some things for the gospel. We have to sacrifice things that don't go along with God's plan for our lives. But also, sometimes we also end up going through situations and circumstances and having to sacrifice some things that ordinarily we wouldn't have to sacrifice, but God might actually want us to actually do. So that's what we're doing. We're looking at the life of James. He sacrificed his revenue. But not only did James sacrifice his income when he followed Christ, but he also sacrificed mm-hmm. his social obligation. He also sacrificed his social obligation. Now, you might be wondering, what does that mean, G. Wright? Well, this is what it means. He left his family's business. Let's even get beyond the family's business. He left his father and the family business, which was an abandonment that could have easily brought him dishonor in the community. Again, if you look back, and you look back at the scripture in, I believe that is Matthew 18. Wait a second, no, that's not it. I'm sorry, but if you look at Matthew 4:21, where it states that going from there, he saw two brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother. They were in a boat with their father, Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them. And the rest of that scripture goes on to say that they left. They immediately followed. I want you guys to understand that social obligation was something that was huge in that area, in that era, and in that time. People just did not walk away from their father and their family business and just walk away. Again, this was an abandonment that could have easily brought him and his brother dishonor in their community. You know, for us, we don't tend to look at things like that. Do you understand? You know, so socially, he was obligated. James was obligated to work for his father, their family business, and probably take over the business and take care of his parents when they became older. You see, this was a bold step that should not be looked upon lightly. You see, in Mark chapter 1, verse 20, Mark also added that not only did he leave his father, but also the hired help. This account can also be found in Matthew 4:22. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, verse 22. That's Matthew chapter 4, verse 22. And it says, "And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him." You know, They just did not leave their father. They left the people who were probably underneath them because it was their family business. He left his father with men who were probably underneath their supervision. Now it appears that James's family business was lucrative at that time, and it took courage to walk away from his father and the family business to follow Christ. Just imagine that by walking away from his social obligation, he was walking away from his earthly inheritance from his father. My question for you, as one of my cousins would say, my question for you, beloved, would be this one. How many of us would be willing to walk away from a wealthy family business? You see, we must keep in mind that James was not poor by any means. You know, I think that sometimes we tend to think that the disciples were all poor and they just followed Christ and followed Jesus, but they came from poor backgrounds. But that's not so. Jesus called disciples from all different walks of life. Again, we must keep in mind that James was not poor by any means. In fact, in today's terms, we would call him an entrepreneur and very successful. We can be encouraged by what Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 18, verses 29 to 30. That's Luke 18, verses 29 to 30. After the rich young ruler walked away, Jesus said this to them, "I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life." Some of you might be out there and you might be feeling like, you know, your home life might not be the best life. Your wife might not be serving God. Your brothers or parents or children might not be serving God. But Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life." I want you guys to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged to know that God will reward you for keeping them first in your life and seeking the kingdom of God. I want you guys to listen to this next song. I'm playing a few songs before I come up with my last point for the night. This is Karen Clark Sheard and Dorinda Clark Coles. He Knows.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Karen, with a lot of emotion. One.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I done, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost? He knows. Tomorrow.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. He speaks and the sound of His voice is so that the birds they have their singing, and the melody that He sings to me within my heart is still ringing. With me and He talks with me, and He tells me that I am His own, and the joy we share as we carry them. None other has ever known. None other has ever known. Thank you.
This is TAZ of ATAZP Live. When I need that gospel feeling, I turn on my computer box and listen to G Wright, Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Feel me? I call him G Rizzite, but y'all can call him
G Wright. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show tonight. And if you're just tuning in, the message tonight actually has been about the life of James the Apostle. And the title of that is The Sacrifice. The song you just now finished listening to was Sonny Hawkins, It's Like Air. And before that, it was Marvin Sapps, In the Garden. I just want to encourage you tonight to realize that in looking at the life of James the Apostle, we come to realize how he sacrificed in order that he followed Christ. So the title of this message is The Sacrifice. And if you're tuning in right now, I just want to encourage you to make sure you download this actual message, which is the beginning of a three-part series in looking at the life of James the Apostle. So we're going to do this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10. And so tonight we're looking at the sacrifice. James sacrificed his income in order to follow Christ. He also sacrificed his social obligation. And not only did he do that, but he also sacrificed what could be called the ultimate sacrifice that anyone could ever give, which is to sacrifice his life for the gospel. You see, James made the sacrifice as well as Jesus did. Acts 12, 1-2 says, "It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword." You see, James occupied an important role among the disciples at that time and was martyred quite early, about AD 44. He was killed by the hands of King Herod Agrippa I, who was the first and James was the first of the apostles to be killed and was the only one whose death was reported in the New Testament. The book of James has been attributed to him, but because of his early death, he cannot be linked with this letter. As I read Acts 12:1-2, I cried at the thought that he sacrificed his own life for his faith in Jesus Christ. You see, there are some things in life that we ourselves are going to have to sacrifice. There are some things that we are going to have to sacrifice in order to follow Christ. For some of us, technology keeps us, our love for technology keeps us from truly following Christ. For others, the sacrifice might be talking so much. You know, the sacrifice might be different. There are universal truths that we all have to do in order to follow Christ. We're supposed to forsake the world and things of this world and focus on the kingdom of God and promoting God's message of hope, love, and restoration to a fallen world. That's what we're supposed to do. But with that also comes other sacrifices, like, you know, giving your life for Christ. You see, I personally had to reflect on my own life and search my own heart as to whether or not I could have done the same for my faith in Jesus Christ. Wherever you are right now, I want you to think about your own life. I want you to search your own heart as to whether or not you could have done the same for your faith in Jesus Christ. Are you willing to give your life? Are you willing to sacrifice your life? For you see, I believe that we're coming into a time where Christians are going to be persecuted for being Christians. And on small scales, it's happening today. In some parts of the world, it's already happening. No, you can't necessarily say you are a Christian. But even in the United States, we're getting to a point where if we were to share our faith, we'll be ridiculed and ostracized. That's why so many people do not give their witness. You know, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's not a religious thing. That's not a religious statement. All of us have sinned. All of us are guilty. But it's the grace of God. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves us, that can transform us if we allow God to transform us. So in looking at the life of James, James sacrificed his income, his trade, his social obligation to his family's business, and his life to follow Christ and to proclaim the gospel. Personally, Jesus might ask you to give up something else in order to fully follow him. Would you be willing to walk away from everything to follow Jesus like James the apostle did? Or would you be like that rich young ruler and turn away? So tonight we're looking at James and his sacrifice for the gospel. I would like for you guys to tune in next Tuesday. And we're going to look at James, the disciple. James, the disciple. I just want to encourage you guys to make this show a favorite of yours. Make sure you tune in. It's coming Thursday from 6 to 7. I'm going to have an exciting guest here with me. And then not only that, I'm going to also have some good music. And we'll sit back and play some good music from 6 to 7 next Tuesday. But for the word, I would like for you guys to just really listen to this message. Download tonight's message. Please make this show a favorite of yours. I just want to send a shout out to my boy Dean. I appreciate you, Dean, for actually listening to the show. And for those of you who are listening right now, I just pray that God will touch your heart and that something said and illustrated through my message tonight will touch your heart and encourage you, yourself, to make whatever changes need to be made in your life. My prayer is that God will continue to bless you, that God will continue to bring you closer to him. And my prayer is that you will open up your heart and allow the Lord to speak to you. My prayer is that whoever's listening right now, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know that Jesus is standing right here at the door of your heart. He's standing where I'm at. He's standing where you are. God is everywhere, and he's standing at the door of your heart. If you hear him knock, open up the door, and he will come in. I would like for you to repeat these words after me. Jesus, I need you in my life. I realize that I am a sinner and my desire is to be saved. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that God raised you up in 3 days. My prayers will come into my life, come into my heart. And I pray that you will be my Lord and my Savior. I yield my life to you. I yield my dreams to you. And I yield my desires to you. And I thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to leave you tonight with this song for my project entitled All Things Are Possible, Special Edition. This song is entitled All Things Are Possible. With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. God bless.
Life's been serving you some blow. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in.
Time in this life.